how many of you have, and still use, 8-track tapes? What about 5 1/4-inch floppy disks? Perhaps a more important question is, what did you do when those media forms fell out of favor and you had to start using a new format? Did you convert the old or buy the new? But now we have to ask, how stable are the new media formats? Ask a dozen people about the stability of optical discs or USB drives, and you'll get a dozen different answers. Even the experts are divided on the question. Now, I'm not a doomsayer or a survivalist, but I do wonder about the safety of all those pictures, music files, and financial data that seem more and more susceptible to disruption and hackers. And every time my bank and backup service tell me my data are safe, I read another story about stolen identities and passwords. But you know what? There is, in fact, an almost foolproof backup system. It's called the Portable and Powerful Encryption Resource, sometimes called PAPER, multiple units of which are often organized into Bio-Optical Organized Knowledge, frequently known by its abbreviation, BOOK. I've seen copies of those things called books that are several hundred years old, and they are still readable. And best of all, they don't seem to require a power cord or battery. Ah, you may be saying, what if there's a fire and your paper is destroyed? Well, the really important stuff is kept, as they say, off-site. After all, how often do you really want to read your insurance policy or will? No, if I had my way, we'd go back to stone tablets. Now that's permanent, even if it is a little lacking in portability. I'm Larry Burris.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the author, not necessarily those of WMOT or of the College of Mass Communication at Middle Tennessee State University.